Well, if you need anything for your home or, you know, home repair or anything about your yard, the place to go, the number one spot to go is Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They've got five locations, St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and Swanton Lumber, and they're always online at sticksandstuff.com. And look, if you're building or remodeling, they've got everything that you need. So maybe you're repainting something, or heck, maybe you're not repainting, maybe you're restaining something. I'm thinking of maybe my deck, perhaps. So Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff is with us now. Yeah, a lot of people probably restaining their deck around this time of year.
Yeah, yes, they are. It's been kind of gangbusters the last couple of weeks. The weather's finally broken, so people are really in looking at different options and ideas for staining, and I figured we could bring it up tonight. I'm at my son's baseball practice again, which makes me think of laundry, which makes me think of stains, so we may as well talk about stains.
There you go. So people, look, I am so far removed from being handy, but staining the deck is probably the most popular thing. What kind of stuff would we be needing for that?
Yeah, so a lot of people come in and they're looking for choices as far as products and the difference between the products that we have for stain, whether it's decking or siding. I see a lot of people looking at some of like the Minwax and the Varathane stains, and those are generally an interior use stain only. So you just got to make sure that you kind of have an idea of which product you want to use. Now, we do carry Cabot. Some of our locations have the Benmore, which is the Arbor Coat line. They're both a really good product. The other thing that you want to look for in a stain is whether it is an oil-based or a water-based stain. And you would need to know that because sometimes they don't mix well together. So if you're trying to cover something that you use a latex-based stain for, you couldn't put an oil-based over it because it won't cure. It'll just stay sticky.
What am I using to apply the stain? A paintbrush, a gun? What am I using?
So depending on the stain, there is transparent, semi-transparent, semi-solid, and solid as far as the pigmentation and the density of the color on the stains. So there's products like Thompson's Water Seal, which are going to be on the transparent side of that spectrum, and they're going to protect your wood, but they're not really going to add too much color, and you're going to still be able to see the wood grain. Now, on the semi-solid and the solid side of stain, those are going to be more heavily pigmented. They're almost going to look like a paint. So one of the things that I work with our customers with is if they don't have a solid stain on their deck now, I really try to tell them that not to go that route, because once you put a solid stain on your deck, you're stuck with it unless you flip your boards over or completely sand it off, because it covers just like a paint.
Sticksandstuff.com. That's sticksandstuff.com. Again, it's located at St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and at Swanton Lumber. And look, there are people out there that understand what you said. I'm not really one of them, so I'm going to be that guy who just calls you and says, look, help me figure this out from start to finish. And that's a good thing, because no matter where you are on your handyman or handywoman journey, you can be there to help. If you know everything and you just need the product, you can find out exactly where it is by talking to Kyle and his team. And if you're like me and know nothing about what he just said, then you can go in and say, look, lay it out for me step by step, and here's how to do it. And you guys can do that too, Kyle.
Absolutely. When from the, you know, the brand new homeowner all the way to the guys that have been painting for 40 years, we deal with them all.
Well,
come in and we'll help you out.
It is Vermont's most complete locally owned home center. It's online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. See you next week.